Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Owen. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Floyd Bannister. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting fifth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Christensen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brett strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Owen and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Gladden scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. White hits a pop-up into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Harper and he is out, Hare applying the tag. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper strikes out. 1 out. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pecota moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pecota tags and scores. 1 out. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Gladden reaches third base with a triple. Newman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1. Twins. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden scores. 1 out. It's 3-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Puckett scores. Larkin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Twins. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Christensen strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Newman. The throw from Owen and he is safe. Newman steals second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen strikes out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Brett moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Keith Atherton now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper strikes out. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for John Christensen. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing right field. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Kurt Stillwell pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Larry Owen. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Brad Wellman now playing shortstop. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Newman. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Newman steals second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hare is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hare strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Gladden moves to second. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newman scores. Gladden moves to third. Larkin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive towards the mound. Gleaton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Moses now playing right field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Seitzer bunts towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Jeff Reardon now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Greg Gagne, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive towards short. Wellman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to home to get Moses. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gladden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Brad Wellman. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.